What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Foie gras, pulled pork, bok choy, squid ink, dining with Doug and Karen.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug Benson. Hi.
Wait a minute.
What?
That's what I'm supposed to say.
What do you mean?
Do you say hi every time?
I do every time to try to get you to also say hi.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm Karen Anderson. Hello.
See, that's what you do every time.
I know, but I'm saying
and
it
this
the right
is dining
time.
With Doug. We're going to eat.
You do it too fast. God.
I got to put it. I put it in a different place every time, and it always makes her jump. But we are going to eat here on Dining with Doug and Karen, and we're coming to you once again from our normal home, high atop. We're in the Louis De Palma suite at Meltdown Comics on Sunset Boulevard in Los Angeles, and it is Wednesday, November 20, 20 in a baker's dozen. God. Katie Money just left the room. She was sort of here. And joining us for chatting and chewing today is a dude who he's on every other TV program on cable and the internet right now. And
broadcast television, a regular, what do you call those? What do you call regular television these days? Is
network
there such a
TV programs?
Yeah,
you own a network TV program?
I'm not on technically a network TV
Paul
program.
Paul Shearer,
thank you so much. Hi! When are we going to eat? I'm ready to go. it's always so awkward to wait because it's not like I'm in a different room when the first part of the podcast is happening. So now I feel freedom to now talk.
Yeah, no, but you're the only person to ever actually wait. Everybody always chimes in.
I try to let you guys.
Yeah, you're a professional.
I try.
It's odd. It's like people talking behind your back, but where you're right.
Exactly. And it's like, well, I don't want to feel like I'm not agreeing to what's happening here. But yeah.
But there was
well, now we're here and we're ready to
factual errors. He's on the League,
the
which
league.
Is on FX.
Which is FXX.
So maybe that's what I'm thinking.
FXX now.
In my
so
mind,
it's a
I'm
cable.
Fox,
yeah. But, you know, I've done some stuff. But yeah.
Oh,
but
yes.
You know, literally, I work in cable, so I make like hundreds of dollars a year.
Nice.
You know, yeah. It's like, it's going to spend like $50 on something if I want.
We're trying. I
he's on Adult Swim.
I know that.
Yeah.
All your name's coming through. I work over at Arsenio, and your name's coming through every 5 seconds because people are dying to have you on.
I've heard about
and
that.
It sounds like it may happen.
I was asked to be on last week for the Best Man Holiday Show as Arsenio, and I didn't think that would be a good mix. I feel like Terrence Howard would not have found the comedy in that moment. So I opted.
Oh, it's hard for a pimp.
Yeah, I thought I might have gotten beat down by Terrence Howard if I went on there at that point.
We'll second that.
Yeah, so I opted not to do it, but
nice guy turns out and a softie.
I imagine.
I mean, you know,
a softie until
right,
we like.
Yeah, you get them like when they're on camera being themselves, then it gets weird because then they like they play too hard, like they try to play along, and then they go overboard and
there's like the nice
creates ugliness.
But you guys had Eddie Murphy on last night.
Oh, my God, I know.
Which is amazing. He never does TV. When I was a kid, I would have like a clip reel of just Eddie Murphy on Arsenio. Loved it. It was the best.
I picked the wrong night to not watch TV. You also watched the David Blaine thing, didn't you?
I taped it. I haven't watched it yet. Yeah, and I love David Blaine stuff, too. So that is, I'm getting...
He goes to celebrities' homes.
I know. Well, he goes to everybody. It's such an odd assortment of people, right? Because it's like, it's Stephen Hawking.
Let's go see how Jason Sudeikis and Olivia Wilde are doing.
What is this David Blaine show?
He goes to celebrities' homes and does tricks for them in their homes.
Oh.
Yes.
And then also random people, like he always does.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, so he, I think it's a pretty amazing. I mean, the Stephen Hawking one is interesting because it definitely was like a photo op. He's like, I'm going to do magic for this guy. But like, I got it. Do you thoughts? How did it play out?
No, I didn't see it. I did not see it. Someone described it to me just mere hours ago, and it sounds hilarious.
I am very excited to see that. And with our you should just open that the whole way.
Isn't it crazy how long it makes noise for?
With Arsenio, look, I thought for a while I didn't know what his take on me was, but now I feel like
Showing you tomorrow too.
Yes, I heard on the Jordan. Yeah.
So when they cut back to Arsenio after showing his Arsenio clip, and he's just like rolling, like it's so funny to him.
Well, no, this happened before, and then the first time he had Max Greenfield.
Yeah, and
on.
I wasn't there then, though.
Oh, okay.
I was just. I came about a month in.
Oh wow. Okay. Yeah.
She's only been working that from then till tomorrow.
We'll see.
Yeah.
That's what we say tonight.
But I felt like he was unsure of what to make of my Arsenio Paul, which is basically a recreation of Arsenio
Hall.
Absolutely hilarious.
Have you heard about this, Doug?
I have, yes.
That's so funny.
It's the first thing
I thought of when I asked Paul to do this show is I knew you were working with Arsenio. I didn't know he was starting to show it, though.
Oh, yeah. He's shown it now, and that tomorrow will be the second time. And they asked me if I could come on, and I want to now just go on there as Arsenio. I don't want to ever be myself, and I want to interview him. And they kind of seem into it.
I think that's what something's going to happen. But I'm just trying to think. I'd just love to try to get the exact transcript. I mean, that's what's so funny, too.
Yeah.
It's like...
a lot of drink-related noise going on here.
This sounds like a bumbling bartender.
It's like one of those ads for like a surround sound audio system. It's like, hey, clinking ice.
Yeah, yeah. You know it's good sound when you can hear that ice.
It's time to get a haircut.
It's very realistic soundish.
They isolate it like they did with David Bowie and who's the guy from Queen's name?
Freddie Mercury.
Did you hear that?
No.
They isolated their sounds from Under Pressure, their singing.
Oh, really?
Oh,
is it terrible?
Chills. No.
Oh, okay.
It's like amazing.
Will you ever hear the one?
this would be, you isolate this and you just hear like ice cubes and Canada Dry opening.
That'd be fun to listen to.
Yeah.
Well, they always do that thing where they isolate like
Linda McCartney.
Yeah, and then you just hear like.
This is crazy good.
Yeah.
They're amazing singers.
Amazing.
It's
just interesting though. But so we're looking. No, but anyway, for the transcripts on Arsenio, that's because I just happened to, when they were asking me to come on the show, I went to look at some old ones, right?
Yeah.
So I looked at Tupac, who happened to be one of the three I probably looked at. And so then when I looked at this one.
The Tupac one is, I would say the Tupac one is
Tupac.
Jordan Peele.
Oh, nice. And the
Tupac one is one of the most bizarre ones because, he's talking about like the levels that he goes through. Like at first he's like upset that Janet Jackson, like, he loves Janet Jackson, loves her. Then he gets really mad at her that she wanted him to take an AIDS test before they kissed. And he's like, I'll take an AIDS test if you let me like lay with her. And then it's like, then that's weird. And then he goes, you know what? Janet needs to check herself. She needs to check herself. She needs to check her people. This is also coming off of 2 seconds ago. He's like, I love Janet. She's amazing. And now he's like, she check herself, check her people. I don't know who said that. Then he starts talking about how everyone should be smoking weed. Crack is out. That's dumb. But, these riots are going on. Let's just smoke a blunt and just relax. Like, it's like, and so Arsenio's kind of yes-anding. Like, yeah, everyone should just smoke weed. It's like, this is like,
1990.
Yeah, I don't even remember this happening, really.
Like it's that. Well worth watching. And watch them both. But the original one is, we just did the exact transcript, so.
Why bother to watch the original?
Yeah, I'll just watch that.
It's a great idea. How did you think of it? What were you just...
I was a big Arsenio fan, and I was obsessed with this one interview that he did with Gary Coleman. And Gary Coleman came out, and he's in a leather jacket and this, like, paisley shirt and, like, wearing combat boots. And the whole thing is, like, he's trying to show off that he's, like, a man. Because I remember when I was a kid, like, he was talking about, like, on Jesse Ruffalo.
Yeah.
Like, wearing a railroad conductor's hat. And he's, like, a total nerd who, like, played with, like, toy trains. He's like, no, I'm a man now. So he came on there, and he's like, look, Arsenio, I couldn't date anyone in the 80s because AIDS came out. And, all the girls ran and hid. And, and until we got that figured out, I couldn't date. Now I'm macking, and I'm dating a few girls. And it's like... It's the most upsetting interview. And because also what was really funny to me is that you found out that he was a virgin just a few years before he died. So knowing that, that he was a virgin, he's talking about all the girls he's had sex with on the show. It's it just puts it all into context. So that was one I was obsessed with. And I used to watch Arsenio all the time, but it sent me on a wormhole, and then I decided to recreate
them. Oh, yeah, it's
them.
Great.
Those interviews are amazing.
How many have you done now?
We think we did like 10 or 12. Shot them all in one day in the same studio that Robin Thicke
that
shot Blurred Lines. Because when we were shooting our video, we looked up on the ceiling and there were balloons that just said Robin Thicke has a big dick, and we're like, what the fuck is this? Like, what does this mean? And then we were like, you know, a couple weeks later, Blurred Lines is out. I'm like, oh, yeah. We must have shot in the same exact spot.
Yeah, and it was.
Can I get you anything?
You know, they made European version or whatever that had stuff like that in it.
Yeah, that is
references to how big his dick was and stuff.
Don't say that ever again.
What?
I don't like how that sounded.
I like that one that he did. The next one that he did. That's on the video. That's on the football field.
Oh, I haven't even seen it.
He's got all
video.
These cheers. He's got all these like really super sexy cheer squads doing these crazy, you know, twerking things and stuff. That's where he wears the referee jacket that he wore on the MTV Awards. That's why he wore that. It's because it came from that video.
I gotta watch that video. Do you think that it's just trying to recreate something that will never be recreated, or is it actually a good follow-up?
Oh, it's a good follow-up in that it's just now it's on a football field. And there's a bunch of, you know, and 2 Chainz is in it.
But there's not nudity in that one.
No, but there's lots of sexy, like there's a lot of, and there's like an Olympic athlete, I think, is in there doing some cheer dancing.
You know, one of the girls from the Blurred Line videos is actually now starring in that David Fincher movie, Gone Girl.
Oh, wow. Which one? Must be the one, right?
Yeah, the white girl, I guess. That's the way
Well, there's 2 white girls. One's blonde, the brunette one.
Oh, the brunette girl.
Yeah. Like, I've seen the one that's, you know, the one where she's just prancing around naked, and then she's, like, perfect. It's ridiculous.
She was in GQ this year as the woman of the year.
There you go.
Wow.
Yeah, look at that. Yeah. She did it.
Wait, none of us know her name.
Well, you know.
Well, I mean, it's about her body.
That lady from that video.
I'm sure she does fine without us knowing her name.
Sure, she'll be all right. She's a podcast nut, and now she's going to kill herself. Because she heard us talking shit about her right before we stuff our faces.
So, my face, Doug.
Oh, no, here we go. Let's get this over with before the food arrives.
Yeah, so I had this little marker. Turns out it's nothing. I had it.
She thought it was, what'd you think, it was like a bug bite that was going to kill you or something?
Well, then the doctor told me, oh, that looks like that's pre-cancer. You better go to the, dermatologist. They take you a month to get in, by the way.
Yeah, right.
So while you've got cancer waiting on your face, you've got, you know, a good month to, let's just make sure what it is. So anyway.
Face month.
So he looks at it, he just touches my face and goes, no, that's fine. And then he's like, what do you have over here? So then I was like, well, I got these little things here. So anyway, he burned like 10 things off my face today.
Really?
Okay, I got all these little scabs. Yeah, can you see them?
Yeah, it's really
I can't touch them for like until they have to fall off on their own.
Well, you know what? Not to keep on bringing it back to Arsenio.
Please keep bringing it back to Arsenio.
When I shot that thing, I wore a wig, that Afro wig.
Yeah.
And it, for whatever reason, it pressed really hard on my head. And I had what can only be described as if a farmer went and planted zits across the front of my head. It looked like it was
goddamn
just about
zit farmers. They are always
it looked like
sneak in while you're sleeping.
And everything was as ready to go, but it wouldn't. I was like, well, I'm gonna wash. I washed it. And
everything
I
was ready to go.
Like, I mean, it looked like it was like things were ready to like explode. But it looked terrifying, and I was like wearing a hat and I couldn't get it off. I scrubbed, I did everything, it just wouldn't go down. I went to a dermatologist and they did the same thing where like just burn them off right.
Did they put that numbing stuff on you first?
No, he just did this thing. I didn't even look at it, just like a little scrape. It was like scrape.
Did it.
Yeah, he like pulled them. I guess because they were more zits than things. Yeah.
Well, he puts this numbing all over your face, right? It's going to be everywhere.
Oh, okay,
And it's just still not normal. But and then they just.
Did you feel like you can't talk right now, or do you?
Well, I did for this part right here. It's still numb. But anyway, he goes, it's going to hurt just a little bit, you know. So I was like, because he's like burning you, you know.
Yeah.
And then. Afterwards, this other lady comes in because they want to sell you everything too.
Yeah, sure.
Well, you've got those little red lines we could get rid of. It'd take about 2 minutes, and you seem to have a high tolerance for pain.
Ooh.
And I was like, I do. And she goes, oh yeah, most people would be screaming at what you went through. And I'm like, really? I went, all right, sign me up. So I'll tell you.
You did it. What are the
I'm gonna come back later and get these little.
I don't
red
even
lines.
See these lines.
Well,
it's a dark.
You don't
room.
Either. I shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
She says no.
Yeah. You got what do you think, Doug?
I don't think you should. It's such a...
I think it's a slippery slope. Yeah. You start and then all...
Slope,
yeah,
and then all of a sudden it's like, well, you know, you've got this little thing. It's only...
And, and by the way, these are people who are dummies because their whole job is to like look at you. Like, no one has a perfect face, I think. You know, and the
Charlie's
people
Theron.
That... Yeah.
That's
and,
it.
And that's it. You know,
Denzel. Oh, he's got that skin.
Black don't crack. Yeah. So, but the idea is that I feel like you gotta like. I think you gotta embrace those things. Like, if you, no one sees it, like they're trained to see that. That's bad news.
All right. Yeah. I'm gonna listen to you guys then.
Yeah, keep it. Keep your individuality.
I just think my podcasting career could suffer from it.
Do you think Denzel ever drops his pants and says, "Remember the Titan"? Because it's unstoppable.
Yeah. Take flight on my penis.
Yeah, don't do more stuff to your face.
Yeah, keep it.
Stay away from your face is the best advice anybody can have about anything.
Yeah.
Because...
I think you, that you could make a bumper
sticker.
There's
always one surgery or one treatment too far, and then next thing you know, you're having to fix the problems that are created by the treatments.
Yes.
And then you suddenly, next thing you know, you have Joker face.
And by the way, you don't know what, like that even simple Botox or something, like, you can, you don't even know how your face will react to it, and then you got it. Yeah.
You, and you've got these people asking you to do it that are just, they do not have your best interests at heart.
When have
they're,
you really
selling
ever,
a procedure?
Look at, like, every dermatologist that I've been to, not that I've been to a lot.
That's the first one I've been to, except for when I was little for, like, acne or something.
Yeah, see, but they don't have plastic, I don't think plastic surgeons have plastic surgery, which is always, like, an interesting thing. It's like, you don't see them with cheek implants or, like, they just look normal. And it's like, yeah, because they know.
They get the good stuff, that's
why. Yeah, or maybe.
Yeah.
I will say, I don't know what Demi Moore had, but I met her in person one time. And she was, beautiful when I saw her. And I was like, I don't know. I can't, like, you can normally tell, like, you had something.
I mean, recently you saw her.
Maybe it was, like, about 2 or 3 years ago now, before they got divorced, her and Kutch. And she looked younger then than I had ever seen. I was like, I don't know if she's like
good.
Massaging her face with diamonds. I don't know if that's a thing, but maybe.
Blood diamond. Blood diamond face massage.
Feels good.
We were talking about this the other day, too. It's like, all these, you're so trained to believe, like, wow, Tom Cruise looks great. Not a gray hair on him. He's 55 years old. Like, yeah, these people are like run through the mill. Like, you know, like, it's an unnatural way to look at people.
No. We had, all those best men people were on recently, them and all the girls. Oh, my God. They look the same as when they did in the first Best Man.
Yeah.
You know, there's no way that's possible.
15 years ago or something?
Yeah.
13 years?
That's not... Gabrielle Union in Best Man?
No, she was in Think Like a Man.
Okay. Which is a movie that I love.
Yeah,
Think Like a Man.
I'm all for those movies. I love those kind of, like... just, you know, guilty pleasure movies.
To me, Think Like a Man was what those Gary Marshall movies like New Year's Eve and...
Yes. And Valentine's Day.
Yeah, Valentine's are supposed to be, but done well. It's a nice little romantic movie.
Yeah,
and
you'd like Best Man Holiday then.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, I'm
You might cry.
All right, look,
you saw it?
Yeah. I saw a screening of it. It was really good. I love those kind of movies.
You know, they grossed much more than anybody expected. So it, like, obviously broke out beyond just, like, the...
Well, you know they're doing About Last Night, the black version of About Last Night.
Yeah.
They shot that last year.
One of the girls in it's going to be in it. Either Melissa DeSouza or Regina Hall, one of those two, is going to be in it.
Well, then, you know... Regina Hall. My other friend just shot a part in Think Like a Man 2, which is a kind of a bachelor... Like, I know, a hangover-themed Think Like a Man. They're all in Vegas for a wedding.
Is that
Adam Brody?
Oh, Adam Brody.
Who did Burning Love with? He was telling me he was on the league.
Ferrara. Jerry Ferrara is going
to
be in that.
Oh,
too.
Yeah. Well, he's a main character. Yeah. He's in it to win it. Entourage, the movie coming up.
That's right.
January 15th. Start shooting.
Oh, start shooting.
I'm going to see the shit out of that. Do you think everyone will be in it? Will Sloane be in it?
She has one line. I read the script. So I will say that I had to do this this charity event, and I was like tasked at raising money for something, and I'm getting bids, and it's like a bunch of people out there, but for the most part, it seemed like it was just rich people who afforded a table at this event. I didn't think there were celebrities out there, and this one guy raises his hand. And he's like, $4,000. I'm like, you look like that dude who wrote Entourage. He's like, you wrote Entourage. You can give more than $4,000. And then me and Adam Pally, who are both doing it, just kept on going, oh, yeah, just singing the theme song from Entourage, and then just going, spoiler alert, Vince gets the movie, spoiler alert, Turtle's rich, and, then we didn't realize that it was actually Doug Allen that we were yelling at in the audience for the entire time. Felt really bad. I don't know what he thought.
So he was the...
He was the guy who...
I heard about that guy. I think he's.
I wouldn't know him to see him.
Well, he's a writer from beforehand, right?
Yes.
Okay. Did he write for Bonnie Hunt Show? Do you know?
I don't know.
I heard something about Bonnie Hunt. You know, we've all heard the horror stories of Bonnie Hunt writing for her. That they sequestered the writers for this is for the sitcom.
Okay.
Sequestered the writers. They weren't allowed to do anything. It was like only her and her main guy. What's his name?
That one dude, right? Yeah.
And. This guy, Doug. Yeah,
Doug Allen.
Wrote the pilot for Entourage while he was sequestered and not allowed to come onto the set. This is
Life
what
with
I've
Bonnie.
Heard.
Yes, he was a staff writer on Life with Bonnie. He also wrote Fat Beach. He wrote Fat Beach with Coolio.
P-H-A-T then.
Yeah, of course. A hefty homeboy borrows his dad's Mercedes and goes to the beach with his friends for wild sun and fun. Three out of 10 stars.
isn't that crazy?
Yes.
Yeah, that is crazy. But I have a question for Paul. Okay. Where do you stand on food? At a winery, grapes.
All
right, I did it.
Like food.
Have to do it every show. Try to. Forget sometimes. But, he could start bringing stuff, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. She was waiting for our cue. Oh, but we could still keep talking about whatever it was we were talking about. I forgot. I just came from getting Doug with high, so I'm pretty high right now.
Oh, good.
That show seems like a lot of fun. Is there anyone who you've gotten high for the first time on that show?
No, there's, I obviously would be kind of interested in doing that, but we also want everybody to have their medical card so that it's legal.
Oh, okay, got it.
So
you
tend to not get a medical card if you've never even tried it.
Yeah.
But...
How
illegal is it, really?
You know what you could do? Well, get somebody who has a stomach ache really bad. Doesn't pot help stomach aches? People have chronic stomach aches, right?
It helps a lot of things.
Yeah, so get someone who has a stomach ache and then get them a card.
It helps if you're a living being. If you're just a person walking around, it's like nice to be high. Hey, Dave, welcome back. It's Dave Salazar, Chef Dave Salazar.
Dave.
Driving from down south.
Oh, thank you so much for coming.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I don't even know how...
In the garbage...
Orange County.
Oh, wow.
Orange County, Orange
we're
County
so lucky.
To here. How long does it take? 4 hours?
I left at 3 p.m., so I got here around 6.
Dave, are you guys using Waze right now? I found this, and
yesterday.
Now I love it. I love this as a thing.
The what?
Waze.
It's like an app called Waze.
Yeah, and it helps you avoid traffic, so it'll put you on a route. Get it. When you come up here and go down, you'll avoid all your traffic. You'll be super psyched.
Nice.
Get home.
Do you ever try to follow Waze advice and then like it gets you into kind of a funky spot?
I've heard
that. It's a little hard to navigate.
Yeah. Sometimes the Waze is it makes sense to Waze, but it doesn't make sense to like a person who's driving a car. Like literally that you could possibly do this, but not. Yeah. Like I don't know. Yeah. I've gotten.
They're asking you to like go up on the sidewalk through a barricade.
Yeah. Well, now they have it equipped with Kevin Hart's voice because as Kevin Hart is doing a movie called Ride Along.
No.
It's like, yeah. And it's
this
like.
This is real?
Yeah. So the new app.
Don't go over there! Don't go over there!
So you have Kevin Hart yelling at you what to do. So I can only say that the Waze app just got a million times better.
I hope to God, by the way, that what you said on Twitter is not true.
You'll have to find out.
Wait, what did he say on Twitter?
He writes on Twitter like, hey, Doug and Karen, da, 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 how about pig brains three ways? So I wrote back like, I don't know. You know.
I think your response was yipes.
Yeah.
Try it, though. If it's professionally prepared by Dave Salazar.
Well, I know. I trust him and everything.
Well, that's going to bring us to our first thing. Instead of going straight to food,
wow,
we're going to do a little blind taste test.
Oh, what?
Test exciting. Your palates out a little bit.
Oh, my God.
This is crazy.
I went a little easy, but we'll see how it goes. So
I feel like I have a bad palate. I'm going to say that right now.
Yeah?
Yeah. I like food, but I feel like I can't go like, oh, that's, you know, cumin. I can't do that.
Well, I'm not going to give you spices, but...
Okay. You don't have cumin acumen?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to need you guys to close your eyes.
Okay.
I'm going to put
put
a spoon in front of you, and then should I tell the listener what it is first, or...
No?
All right.
We can always do that in post, right? You could say it on... Oh, yeah.
Well, I know...
So we should whisper.
Yeah.
Should we all guess? We should all guess.
Well, no, you're going to guess afterwards. You're going to... taste it, close your eyes, and then
let's have Paul guess first.
It's no bugs though. Right?
No bugs.
Can we have Paul?
Oh, I'm the worst. You guys have to go
just
first.
Just pig brains.
Well, no, you guys can all do it at the same time. There's three.
Yeah, let's do it at the same time. Yeah. So close your eyes, guys.
Okay.
And put your hand out for. He's gonna hand you one of those like it's almost like Chinese food soup spoon.
Karen.
Full of something. And then just put it
in your damn mouth.
Okay. Oh, there you go.
Oh, not right.
All right. So now we're going to eat it?
Yeah.
Do I
the whole thing or just a little of it?
Put a whole thing in your mouth.
Okay.
Well, you can't smell it. That kind of cheats. So they're all chewing right now. You guys can open your eyes. Just don't look at the spoon.
I think it's,
it could be like chilled maggots.
I think it's mango.
There is like a fruity taste to it, I feel
it's a little
like.
Fruity, but it's very
melony.
It doesn't have a robust flavor.
No, it has a little bit of like a, it feels like a little, like almost like a small pasta-y kind of texture kind of thing. Like
yeah,
that.
It's like little individual
I'm going to say it's, I feel like I'm going to say it's brains because you talk about brains.
This one isn't brains.
Okay.
Oh, this one isn't brains. I'm terrified.
But it tastes like mango.
It is mango, yeah. Oh, so Karen won
that
one.
What'd you do to it?
No, that's just straight mango. Oh.
That's straight mango. Why wasn't it sweeter than, like, what do people do that, why is mango usually sweeter?
I don't want to say the riper it gets, but the softer it gets, the more the sugars develop, so it gets a little sweeter. I mean, it all depends on the mango that you eat, but.
I learned a lesson about myself there, which was, I also was so afraid of what I was eating at a certain point that I feel like I didn't.
And that's the point. Your mind's supposed to play tricks on you. You know what it is, but it could be something else.
Yeah, it started to
feel. It's not chilled maggots.
Yeah, that's the thing. It did. It was like it was little weird. Like it's mango presented in a way.
Because normally
I've
you get mango, big slice of mango, big chunks. This is all finely diced. So. Yeah.
I guess I was pretty happy.
So yeah, this was easy. This is a fun game. Why? When did you think of this? Like,
well, because Gordon Ramsay does it on.
He's very clever guy.
That's true.
He is the most clever. You know, he's like the things that you do on the show where you bring a little the little boxes he prepares.
Well, I try to do a little different. Just have a little fun with it instead of just sitting here eating.
My question to you, because I know you probably are known to the listeners, but what's your restaurant? What do you do?
I used to work in restaurants and things like that, but now I just do catering, dinner parties.
Have you, from your previous two appearances, gotten any gigs from being on Dining with Doug and Karen?
I did one for a listener that's a fan.
Yeah?
But I know from a previous podcast, too. But yeah, that was actually last Friday. Okay. Or Saturday. It was her mom's birthday party.
Because we will make sure that we give out information. Now, you know, we'll do it at the end because, you know, maybe he's going to make us eat some garbage, but
right before the break. No, but we'll say it now in case someone doesn't listen all the way.
Well, okay, let's say it now.
And we'll do it at the end,
for people that don't listen all the way, those people are
going
to also call him to cater their party.
People are like, I got to listen to this over the weekend, but I have a big party this weekend. I need to contact them.
Yes,
somebody needs you right away.
Right now, you can
contact
me at Twitter at IamChefDave, or you can email me at IamChefDave@gmail.com.
Okay, great.
All right, we'll do one at the end also. Yeah. Don't forget, Paul.
I won't. I'll keep it right on track.
Do any of us have any things coming up where we should have some catering, amazing food?
I feel like
Thanksgiving.
I always feel like there's a thing where like rich people have their parties catered. It seems so crazy to me. Like I'm like, oh, I'll just cook and it will be crazy.
And it'll be fun.
Yeah, I like that. It's like on Sundays I do like a lot of, or we did in the summer, like have people over and just made some stuff.
That was so much fun all those times you didn't invite me. But
now we get to go.
Now, guys, you're in.
And now we're in.
Get in. But I feel like that's a rich people thing, right? To cater parties.
I mean, rich people definitely do it more. Yeah. But I mean, it doesn't matter how much, because you can alter what you do and what you serve and things like that.
Do you get mad though when you go like, these fucking idiots have this amazing kitchen and they don't use shit?
One lady, I did think she had three kitchens.
Really?
Ooh, two of the stoves she never used, and she would not let me get near them just for decoration, basically.
So they're just beautiful looking kitchens.
And then her live-in staff cooked in the other kitchen.
So those kitchens are for a show?
Was this Ellen DeGeneres?
That is crazy. Mm.
And she had a bun in the oven.
Wow.
Yeah, so I mean...
Three kitchens?
Three kitchens, three different stove, basically three.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of kitchens.
That's Doug Ellen money right there. Entourage money.
Well, are you hiding stuff again?
How do you know it starts shooting January 15?
I was announced on Deadline yesterday. Oh, wow. And then I followed Doug Ellen on Instagram. Because I read the script, guys, and it's amazing.
To audition for it, or you?
No, 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 no. I was actively searching it out. I was like, because when I heard he was writing, I was like, I need to see what this script
is. Why is it amazing? Is it is it more of the same, or is it like somehow bigger in scope?
No,
or?
Not bigger. It's more of the same. It's more of the.
It's like 2 hours more of the Entourage guys.
I will say this, and I don't know if this is an insult, but take it at face value and say that it's like a really, it's like a fan fiction version of what the Entourage movie should be.
Really?
Oh well, that's what people want to see. You're saying,
yeah.
But fan fiction would have some fantastical elements.
Well, fan fiction might also have like some. Lack
just tell
of
us, what's Vince up to? Like when it starts, where's Vince at? Is he at the top, the bottom,
I will tell you that the finale has no play on the movie. So where all the characters left, don't ignore that. That's wiped away within the first three
weren't
pages.
They all standing around like an airplane hangar or
something? Well, yeah, Vince got married, Ari left the business.
Turtle was rich.
Well, that
ignore
actually...
Is that like ignore that Agent Coulson died in the Avengers?
There's a little bit of that.
The shield is just going to be him, like he goes on forever.
There's a little bit of that. And look, I will just say that, you know, I think you're going to enjoy it. It's going to be a wild ride. I will tell you that the people have been listed. I can tell, because I don't want to wreck anything that's not been mentioned, because, you know, whatever. Keep the mystery alive.
Sure, sure.
But Kate Upton, who has been on Deadline, and she's attached to be in this movie. And she, I would say that she
I'm
is
attached
the,
to this movie.
I would say she's the lead part in this movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hmm.
Really? Like all
of the
guys
her.
Are going
they
after her?
They pursue her.
I would say that she's, not all the guys.
As herself?
As herself.
Oh, can't wait. Dave,
let's
what's
go to
next?
Number two. Close your eyes.
Okay.
Close your eyes.
Oh, God. Here comes the pig brains.
I know. Everyone takes everything like pig brains. At the end, is Dave going to say, they're all pig brains? It wasn't mango.
I mean, I really don't think Dave is going to do this to us. But
no, he wouldn't give us stuff that's going to taste awful or be.
No, not at all.
And
no.
Unethical.
It's all goody yumness.
All right, so just eat the whole thing?
How do we agree
to
this?
Eating the whole thing?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, whole thing.
Are we all going now?
Yeah, everybody's going.
Oh, I know what this is.
Should we say what we think it is?
Yes, go.
It's apple.
Mm. No, it's not apple. Wait, I just can't.
You can open your eyes.
Okay, it's a fruit, and why am I not being able to nail it down? Because I know the flavor.
It's not apple, Doug.
It tastes so apple-y.
It's pear.
Pear.
Oh, pear, yeah. You know
sorry,
what?
You look at just like that.
I couldn't get it either.
And that's a distinct texture.
Yeah, it was
mealy kind of texture from a pear.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then if you looked at it, you would have clear.
Yes.
All right, I'm stuffed.
All right, one last one. Let's just go into it real quick.
This is great. I love this.
A spoonful of pear helps the medicine go down. And
if I do this at your house, this right here is $200. For the rich people. Oh, close your eyes, everybody.
Okay, close.
Oh, whoopsies. I don't know what
Karen peeked.
I just saw nothing. I saw nothing.
This one's not going to be fruity, just so you know.
Oh, jeez. Pig brains.
Go ahead, pop it all in.
Oh. Okay, I know what this is.
I got this. You got it? What do you got?
Yeah, hot dog.
It's very hot doggy.
That's hot dog.
It's hot dog.
Yeah.
I liked it, though. I like this little spoon
this
of hot
fun.
Dog.
Yeah.
And that was kind of, were all three things sort of chopped up the same way? In
yeah,
the same
they're all in a small,
sort of?
Small little dice, so you can't figure out what it is by texture.
It's kind of like Dippin' Dots.
Yeah. The Ice Cream of the Future.
Yeah, remember that sketch?
You're right. Doug is in an unaired Human Giant sketch.
A lost Human Giant sketch.
all about... I have those pictures. It was amazing. We're going to put that... If we ever...
It was Dippin' Dots is the dessert of the future, you know?
Mm-hmm. And there's a time traveler who comes back in time to warn people that Dippin' Dots is not the Ice Cream of the Future. It's taking over the future in a horrible way. And then, like, there's a Terminator element that came back in time.
In a commercial.
This is like a sketch.
We did it in a mall in New Jersey, I think.
Yeah.
And or Staten Island.
We ran out of money to finish the effects of the world affected by the robots in the Dipping Dot world. Like, it was a very Terminator future, so we had no money to finish it. So it is on the list. Like, we've talked a lot about doing some Human Giant, like getting all the sketches together and releasing it maybe online as like on a Hulu or a Netflix and adding that one in. And we have four like sketches that we really want to, that are all edited, but they don't have the effects.
So the footage is still there. You have
we have it all. We have it all.
I'm a guy in the mall just trying to buy some Dippin' Dots, and I get caught in the cross. I'm like Sarah Connor. Or something.
I'm gonna post this on my I'm gonna post this on my Tumblr or on my Twitter. I gotta put because I have all the pictures of Doug from it. It'd be great.
Okay.
I'm just wearing normal clothes. You guys are all dressed up as people from the future.
Is there still Dippin' Dots?
Yeah, you still see it every once in a while. And I love how there's some vending machines that have it, that have that weird hose that you pick which flavor you want.
Yeah.
And then it goes, and it sucks the package up and then brings it over and drops it into the thing for you to take it. It's super, it took over the cloth. It's like futuristic in a way that's just like, that's just too much effort. Like, the machine should be simpler than that.
Yeah, the machine was too dumb. Like, it was like, we need to make the machine as cool as the concept.
Well, maybe that could be tied in with your little skit.
Yeah.
The machines, Dippin' Dots.
It all was there. It's all. I remember that Hubel and I started talking about that idea because we were in Iraq. We did like a USO tour, and the only vending machine in a base in Iraq was a Dippin' Dots machine.
they were really invested heavily.
Like, all these guys want to do is like eat candy bars, and like, we have an odd Dippin' Dots. Like, what the fuck? Why? Give me Häagen Dots?
They're
Ben
cold,
and Jerry's?
Though. Isn't it hot? Yeah. There
I guess that was part of it.
Maybe it holds up best. Who knows?
Well, yeah, they probably don't melt quickly.
Yeah, chocolate melted very hard quickly over there.
It's very hard chocolate.
Thank you, Dave.
All right, I'll be back.
Thank you. We'll see you in a little bit. I'm going to do this with my kids. This will be fun.
You should do it. It's fun.
How many kids do you have?
I've got 14.
She's got two. No, they're called Rodrigo and Spencer.
Yeah.
And I always ask her on every show, how are they doing?
Oh, they're doing fine. I've been so busy lately. I didn't think of a good story for them, but I might write while we're talking. I might think of one.
Okay, I've got something to say. a dude came up to me, Paul, at the Benson Movie Interruption in Houston, Texas that I just did, and said that his favorite episode of How Did This Get Made, your podcast that you did with June and Jason, says that the one where we talked about Roadhouse at Bumbershoot in Seattle is his favorite episode.
Look at that. One of my favorite episodes. That's one of my favorite movies.
That movie's so perfect. Like, I should do an interruption here in L.A. We did it in San Francisco one time. I think Jonah Ray was there. He coined the phrase when Patrick Swayze walks in with his like karate-looking shirt tucked into his jeans. Jonah called that karate casual. And it was a lot of fun. That movie is hilarious to talk about after you've watched it, while you're watching it.
And it keeps and it holds up. The one movie that I just recently found, we just did it on the podcast. It came out, and I have to recommend it to everybody. And you may or may not remember this. You probably will because you have it all in your head. Fair Game with Cindy Crawford and a Baldwin.
Yeah. Billy.
Billy. It is...
William at the time.
It is so much fun. I couldn't stop laughing throughout that entire movie. First of all, the plot is so... like
That's known as one of the worst movies, right?
I think it must be. I didn't...
Yeah, it was a big flop, and Cindy Crawford never made another movie.
Yeah.
That's how bad it was. That's like, Britney Spears' Crossroads.
Yes.
Like, Vanilla Ice, Cool as Ice. Like, by the way, people that just make one movie.
Cool as Ice, by the way, is... We did that on the show. Do you know that Janusz Kaminski was the DP? And Janusz Kaminski is Steven Spielberg's DP.
Oh, wow.
He did Schindler's List and Cool as Ice.
Yeah.
Schindler's
List 2 is called Schindler's List 2, Cool as Ice.
We had Vanilla Ice on the show to talk about Cool as Ice, but I don't think he knew what the podcast was about. I got ice. He didn't know what the podcast was about. So I think he didn't know, like, we were kind of making fun of it or having fun with it. Like, he was like, yeah, it was a great moment. When I jumped my bike over that horse, I was like, that was cool. And we're like, yes, it was. It was very, like there's, we didn't know how to say, no, we're not, like, really, like, he thought we were, like, a Vanilla Ice fan club that was, like, really celebrating the movie. That was an awkward interview.
Yeah. Well, now he's into,
ICP. And Home Improvement.
Home, yeah.
Yes. That's what he was on the talk about.
And have you seen some of his houses?
Yes, I have.
He does them up.
What does he do to them?
He fixes, they buy it like it's a flip, right?
Yeah.
So, but he does it in like Florida and Miami, right?
Yeah, he owns property and he ices it out there.
What he does, or
it's very
stylized.
It's not gaudy per se.
No,
it's
true to Miami.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not out of place where he is making these houses.
Yeah, no. In your head, you say, this looks like Vanilla Ice had something to do with it. Yeah. Oh, actually, you wouldn't know it. I guess you wouldn't think that.
I actually do think he's a talented guy in that respect.
He sees something that needs to be fixed, and he says, we can fix this. Yeah.
And I think he clearly held on to his money. He does not seem wanton for money. No. Although, if you look at his IMDb page, the guy's lived an insane life. I mean, it's ups and downs in a major way. But he also, I think, is a liar, too, because when he was telling...
What happened?
Well, because he was telling us stuff, and we were like... And I was talking to friends, and I was like, oh, did you believe it? Like, Vanilla Ice was only 16 years old when he was dating Madonna, or he had that first hit. And you look, and it was like, no, he was 21. Like, but in the conversation, he's like, yeah, I was 16. Yeah, I didn't know what I was doing. And it's like, well, no. Yeah, like, so like, little kind of things...
Flow through,
yeah.
And so, you say, wow, that doesn't seem right, yeah.
Do you think he's a druggie or a drinker? Or?
No, he's actually like straight. He's a straight arrow, I believe.
That was something I learned about Eddie Murphy on the last show. I didn't know that, did you? He's straight. He's only had two drinks of alcohol in his life.
But he didn't talk about pot, though,
Oh,
right?
That's true. That's true.
Yeah. Maybe he does that, but that's still weird. Two drinks of alcohol.
Arsenio gave him one, and then he said on a plane sometime he had some.
Well, here's what I'll say about Eddie Murphy too. I'm like the biggest Eddie Murphy fan. I love Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
And basically, I actually got a copy of Beverly Hills Cop, the CBS show, because I can't wait to watch it. I can't believe I didn't have him watch it. But my friend went over there to pitch that TV show to him because he needed to sign off on the concept. I think he was going to.
This was going to be like Axel Foley's son or something.
Exactly, yeah. Brandon T. Jackson. And they said that he has a recording studio in his house, and what he does most of his days is just record music. Like, he's in there just putting out
parties all the time.
And like, he literally, like, he has an album, not a track, an album with Michael Jackson. So it's him and Michael Jackson recording.
Why is he putting that out and making bank?
It is crazy.
Jesus, that would sell like a motherfucker.
I would love to see that. I think he's just like, he makes so much money.
He just does not
give a fuck. And he's just like, yeah. And like, he has a house apparently that also has a club in it that has its own VIP section.
Jeez.
Yeah. So
it's like the Great Gatsby.
Why though, apart from, say, you know, Dream Girl? Oh, here we go. We'll bring this up. I'll remember to bring this up again later.
Oh, that doesn't look like pig
brains.
What
should I write down to remind myself?
I'll remember Eddie Murphy. And I think I know what you're going to say. Why Dream Girls?
No,
I think I know what
you're gonna say. For after the next break in the food action, why is Eddie Murphy in such shitty movies? All right, here we go. What is this, Dave?
What is this deliciousness?
It's amazing looking, all the way from Orange County.
You need to move over here.
There's a side beverage. Yeah.
All right, so this is something that's been done 1,000 times. It's on the bottom we have some chopped up cucumber that's been marinated in some rice wine vinegar and roasted garlic. Then we have some ahi tuna with a little soy sauce, sriracha, sesame seed, a little chive, green onion, and then just a little avocado and soy sauce on top. Basically just like an ahi tuna tower.
Yeah.
You see it at a lot of restaurants. And then some fried wontons with that. And then on the side, a little cup of sake to kind of...
Please open your own restaurant.
Yeah, I feel like there's... I almost would like, whenever you get something delivered at your table, for someone to walk you through it like that. It's nice. You get an appreciation of it. You look at it a little bit differently. I feel like everything I eat, I'm like, just go right into it.
Yeah.
It's nice to have a little bit of a story behind
explanation of what it is or where it came from, that kind of thing. Oh, that's for you,
Karen. Right, so that's sriracha.
And also, so the things that we had earlier blindly, those were palate cleansers.
It could be looked at it like that. That was just like a fun game that I wanted to do. Because the hot dog, I don't think, really cleansed your palate.
Right.
Do you
recommend the sriracha on this or no?
There's some in the tuna already, but just in case you wanted more spice. Okay. I know Doug's not the spice guy, so as is mentioned like in every podcast or one of these podcasts.
It comes up a lot because, you know,
that and bacon.
People are trying to please me, but...
So this one was to please Karen, because Karen always talks about sushi. He talks about raw.
So this is way up.
This is really good.
This is really delicious. Yeah.
Thank you guys. Mm-hmm. And then the sake. I know you guys are drinking that, but if you don't want to drink it, you don't have to.
It'll kind of.
By the way, the way that you marinate the cucumbers on this too, it's really nice.
Yeah, just rice wine vinegar. I love the rice wine vinegar with cucumbers. It's delicious.
Get it on.
Whoopsies.
Oh, and the sake goes great with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's
kind of takes the spice away, kind of cleans your tongue a little bit. And
you know what I found is good now, what I've been doing on fruit is tajin. Have you ever it's like a Mexican kind of like spice.
And oh,
like,
yeah, yeah.
I never had, maybe I mispronounced it, but I never tried that before. It's really a nice flavor.
Yeah, you can throw down in Texas where I'm from, that part of Mexico, big thing over there is like chunks of coconut or different fruit, just lime juice and like the chili salt. I mean, you can throw mayonnaise on corn. I don't know if you've ever done that.
No.
That's delicious.
Oh, yeah. Elote.
Yeah. Mm. Just throw some mayonnaise on corn, some lime juice, and some chili, and it's good.
Lime juice.
You can add some some cheese, Mexican cheese.
Yeah, I've done that. Okay, all right. Wow.
But yeah, for some it's beyond good.
Wow.
Yeah, they have that. Like if you go to the parks, you know, you go like we used to do this when we go to our kids' little league games. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, a cart would come around with elote.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're like, what's this? You know, at first you don't know. It's like this is just like so prevalent. I mean,
that's one thing I love about this area and not Orange County is that every other street corner, wherever, you'll get a little vendor, somebody with like fruits or, like you said, the elote cups or whatever. In Orange County, there's none of that. So, but yeah, if you see anybody
too
on the
white,
and it doesn't look safe, but it's
99%
safe, and you can get a basket or big.
Yeah, you do. You think it's not. You're like, well,
yeah, because it's a little stand guys
as
walking
soon as
around.
Eat it, you're like, oh, I'll have a lot more of that.
Yeah,
you literally get a big to go platter of all this fruits, and then they put the lime juice and everything on there with coconut and stuff, and it's like $5. And it's delicious.
This is delicious.
Well, thank you, guys.
So good.
I don't think you need spice on it.
Yeah.
I think that this would take away from, like, the flavor of everything you put in.
I just love spicy stuff, so.
I'm a big spicy guy, too. But the rice wine vinegar on the, like, I feel like that's kind of, like, driving.
That little acid.
Yeah. I feel like that's kind of driving the whole thing. But I'll try it just to see what it's like.
I like it when you call me Big Spicy. Yeah, this is really good.
I think there we go. Yeah, oopsies. Oop. I might have put too much on, Paul.
All right.
I like how he says that the vinegar or the rice vinegar it drives it, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you anticipate though that there's not enough of that thank you.
Oh, sorry. I have more downstairs. I figured 3 would have been.
No, it's so good. Yeah, no, for the average person, probably.
I figured you guys would just pile it on one and just.
Well,
but.
By the way, wow, that is really spicy. That's good. But I do feel like it kind of.
It does add a little bit.
Yeah. It's.
Cause it's in the tuna also. There's a little bit in there, so it'll kind of tie together, but.
Yeah, that's interesting.
No, I do like having it on there.
Mm-hmm.
I am kind of always confused by. The lack of, not that this is a thing to you at all, but like when you go to like a Mexican place and they only give you like 3 tortillas and you have fajitas, it's like, is it that expensive? I mean, like already fajitas are a high quality, a high priced item. Like, just slap in like, give me 6. Like, let me make a couple. I don't know how, like, I don't understand why it's so
stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I mean.
Come on, put me in, coach.
Yeah, I need to, like, I don't want to shove all this crap into one thing.
They give you baskets of them fried, but only 2 or 3.
Exactly, yeah. Like, I have nachos all day long, but when it comes there, it's like the gold standard. It's like, what is happening? Why is it that hard? And it's like, I don't get it.
I've had it.
I don't get it. I don't like it.
Worst suicide note ever.
For all you Mexican chefs out there, more tortillas for your people ordering fajitas, please.
Save a life.
Yeah.
It should be endless tortillas.
Yeah.
Bottomless.
Yeah, like the breadsticks at Olive Garden.
Yeah. Mm.
They don't complain.
No. Not at all.
They do not.
What is this is a question I'd always want to ask a chef. Like, what's your fast food guilty pleasure? Like where?
I regularly, I have the worst appetite in the world.
Okay,
I'll go out drinking and I'll make my girlfriend stop at Jack in the Box.
He's taking ladies.
Yeah, and I'll easily do
Jack
a good
Jack in the Box has some good stuff.
$15 order just for me. I'll get the Jumbo Jack combo, the 2 tacos, 3 egg rolls, maybe a breakfast sandwich.
Oh my God.
Which breakfast sandwich?
I can't do the cheese,
they
so I can only do the ultimate
new ones.
Yeah, there is new ones, but I can't have any of that bread. Well, so I just got to do the hamburger bun. I think it's the ultimate one.
The new Jack in the Box is doing this whole weird thing, which is like basically for stoners. I mean, they're not saying it for stoners, but it's like the up late package. And And, you know, and it's like, and so I had a meeting at one point, like, Hubel and I were doing something. And they're like, Jack in the Box would like to talk to you about a sponsorship opportunity. I'm like, all right, sure. And it was like, we're doing this up late in the menu. Every night at 9 o'clock, Jack in the Box is going to change. We're going to change all the lighting. It's going to be like Virgin America. All the costumes are going to change. And everyone's going to, yeah, they got like the uniform.
It's going to be a hip place to go and we're
gonna,
for late night garbage.
Well, that's it. We're going to put a DJ in there. And we're going to maybe do some comedy shows.
Wow.
And they're like, no. And we're going to call these boxes. And but aren't you like you're selling to stoners though, right? And they're like, yes, that's why Jack can't be involved because Jack is very adult. But Jack the puppet. Is his son?
Well, yeah, like, that new puppet like, thing, yeah.
So when now when I watch these commercials, Jack the puppet can appeal to stoners, but Jack is too hot.
There is that commercial where they're sitting on the couch, mm-hmm. right? And then Jack floats away.
Jack
the puppet.
Yeah. So Jack the puppet is a stoner, but Jack the dad is not.
Oh, I can't wait. I mean, that's my favorite thing about Jack in the Box from when I was a kid is that they served Breakfast Jack all day. Mm-hmm. Lately, they've been serving the whole menu all day to mess with McDonald's because McDonald's cannot get that shit together.
Yeah.
Like, they told the different chain franchise stores you can sell breakfast whenever you want, but the McDonald's kitchens are set up in a way that you can't make McNuggets and breakfast at the same time.
And McDonald's breakfast is so good.
And so the different individual McDonald's, they don't want to pay to change their kitchen so they could serve breakfast all day. Mm-hmm. But breakfast all day, that is just like...
It's genius.
Yeah.
Every place
also,
should do
it
that.
It ends so early, 11 ending for breakfast. Like, I feel like the people that are coming to you for breakfast don't want it over at 11. Like, you know, it's like you need like a 1:30 like switch over.
How
yeah,
especially
on the weekend.
About this?
Who, what?
This is a lot to know about when the hours end.
I have had routines about it all for the longest time. Like, but my second album had a bit about when they cut off breakfast at 10:30, and you're like, why can't you just fucking make me some eggs?
Yeah. Well, it's also
all
like anyone
restaurants do that.
Whenever you have that, no.
A lot of restaurants.
Room service does that. No. Room service does that. But a good restaurant, if you come in 10 minutes after breakfast cuts off,
10 minutes.
They'll make your fucking breakfast. McDonald's they shut it the fuck down.
Haven't you seen Big Daddy?
They're not kidding around. You're going to get a sassy response if you want breakfast after 10:30.
But, you know, I grew up in a place where there was no Jack in the Box. So when I came out here, I was like...
Yeah, they also knew how to say it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There was no Jack in the Box.
Yeah, Jack in the Box, you know?
Yeah. That I felt like that was... I was like, whoa, holy shit. Yes. Like, L.A. has really good burger places and stuff like that. Like, even the shitty places
are Fat
good.
Burger is delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's I like amazing. Fat. I'm a big Fat Burger fan. I know people are like, In-N-Out's so much better, but
I'm Fat Burger over In-N-Out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. In-N-Out doesn't introduce bacon. In-N-Out doesn't even know bacon exists. They're just stupid about it.
I feel like their shakes are good, and it's a powerhouse burger. Oh yeah, the powerhouse burger. Yeah.
Paul, you're very slender for someone who seems to know so much about fast food.
Well, I will tell you this much. I have cut out, and now this does not affect anything that we're eating tonight because I ate a hot dog already. I've cut out meat now.
Not tonight, probably.
Not tonight. I'm fine. I'll go and do it for special moments. Like
I think you're saved, pretty much.
Yeah.
You're good. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm thinking about doing the exact same goddamn thing.
It's great.
No
meat?
Well, I would
except
do fish.
For a special occasion.
Fish.
A special occasion.
How often is a special occasion, though?
It depends. Like last weekend, I was at this place where there was amazing barbecue. Like barbecue is like my weak spot. If there's good barbecue, like, I'm in.
But for the most part.
Most part? I don't know. Like maybe once every 4 or 5 months.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
You know?
Interesting. Like a steak celebration?
I'm into that.
Yeah, I mean, but it would really be like for barbecue or like, and maybe I'm thinking back and forth about Thanksgiving. Like, if it comes up, it comes up. It's like, I like the side dishes just as much.
I could do Thanksgiving without turkey. Easy.
Yeah.
I could just fuck up some stuffing and call it a day.
Oh, yes. The stuffing's the best.
And anything pumpkin flavored.
Oh, gosh. I love a pumpkin pie. I got this great new cookbook because I've been cooking at home a lot, and it's awesome. It's Allie Larder, who has been like...
What?
Yeah, she makes a cookbook that it's really good.
Shocked the room.
Because Ike Barinholtz, who is a good comedy guy, nice guy, he was like, oh, I have a
Mindy,
recipe.
He's on the Mindy Project.
He's on the Mindy Project.
He was on Walking Dead the other night. Talking what? Dead.
Oh, was he? On
Talking Dead, yeah, not
he,
Walking
He had a... He's like, oh, I have a recipe in this cookbook. And I was like, what? And I wanted to look at it. And I looked at the cookbook. And I was like, it's good. And then the cookbook is amazing. Allie Larder makes a cookbook.
I'm going to write it down. I can listen to this. What is it?
Allie Larder. It's just Allie, I forget what it's called, but it's Allie Larder.
I
not
like
that she has many. Yeah. But it's really good. It's like
it's called Heroes Ain't Nothing But a Sandwich.
Good one.
Because she was on the program Heroes.
I'm guessing.
Heroes.
I got that together.
You did, but you didn't know who Ellie Lardy was before
until
I said
you
that.
Said
you didn't know who Lardy
as soon as you said
you didn't know Lardy Lauder.
As soon as you said Heroes Ain't Nothing But a Sandwich, I was like, she's on Heroes.
She was great at playing the dual personalities.
Yeah, she was awesome.
She was really good. That was where that show really fucked up because she was gold. They could have made that show just about her and her shit.
That show had too many people on it. Like, it was like...
Yeah.
And it started to become like some were interesting, some were not. It was just like that show really got messed up. The first season was great.
Oh, back to her though. So does she make a good turkey, a Thanksgiving?
Well, so the way her cookbook is it's broken down by month. So it's like, hey, so here are recipes for October, here are recipes for November.
You should have a cookbook, Chef Dave.
That would be really good.
But so she breaks it down.
She breaks it down, and so she just had pumpkin pie in there, which I made because he said I made pumpkin.
Oh, okay.
And it's bonkers good. I was like, that's a tough thing to make.
It's really good making it from her recipe.
Yes.
Damn, I didn't know you were a pie maker.
Oh, come on. I'll do that. I'll do those pies. Crust is not my thing. I mean,
did you buy the crust?
I bought the crust.
Yeah, you know what? What did he say about that? A lot of people say, what the heck? Buy the crust.
Yeah, buy the crust.
Marie Callender's is where they're at because they make a good pie and they sell their crust at the store and it's cheap. I mean, why not use it?
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Go get it. Do it.
That's what I use for the quiche.
You have to break it.
But I also feel like it will make you cook more because the idea of making crust and then the pie, it's a lot. So if you can go like, well, one part's done. Let me just kind of do the other part.
Especially if you're busy and all that.
Yeah.
Because the crust takes a long time.
Because
you have to chill it in the fridge. You make sure the butter's cold. You got to roll it out.
It's a lot.
But a pizza dough, that's better to make on your own, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. I mean, I personally, if it's just me at the house, I'll go Trader Joe's. They have their pizza.
Oh, you'll use theirs?
Mm-hmm. I have no problem.
I agree with that. I feel like
it's not bad. It's not like it's a pre-made.
It's pretty easy to make that.
Is it? I'm intimidated by it. How do you make it?
You just use yeast and water and
yeast, water, a little oil, sugar, salt. Okay. But I mean, it's easy when you look at the ingredients. But making it and knowing the temperatures and how much of this, how much of that to add, that's where it gets. Because then you get a chewy dough, you get a flat dough, you get a dry dough. I mean, just buy it.
Just buy it, he says.
Buy it. There you go.
If it's for you, your house, and your family, I mean, you got kids. So.
If you were to make a guess, Dave, how many courses do you think we have left?
Two.
Okay.
And they're simple. If you make a guess. They're quick.
No, I'm
not.
What if he was wrong?
What if his guess was wrong? We had five.
Should I close my eyes and guess?
It's just my dumb way of asking how many more there are.
All right, let me go get
because
the
I'm curious because
Doug
I am,
keeps us on track.
This has all been delicious, but I am very far from full.
Okay.
Wow.
Oh
so,
my.
So yeah, that's a challenge to you.
I did save up
to bring
tonight,
me two of the next thing. It's so good. Everything's been
she's
so
my favorite.
Good.
I mean, I just shouldn't say that.
Don't say that.
I know.
Becky
edited
and Andy
out.
And all
oh,
the gang.
Oh,
no,
there are some wonderful. And you know the one girl that did the nuts and cherry. What was that one girl that she did like some kind of like caveman diet girl?
Oh, paleo.
Oh, paleo.
I love that.
Yeah. The paleo was good.
Quick question. How are those miracle berries?
We did the miracle berries. Karen couldn't be there because you were sick. But we did miracle berries at Cine Family. And it does alter the taste of things. Mm-hmm. But like in my case, it didn't alter it that as much as other people were experiencing. Okay. But you know, it's a fun thing to do.
What are miracle berries?
These weird berries. You like eat a couple of them or one of them, and then you it changes like sour to sweet. And
I've heard of those. Oh,
yeah,
wow.
They were saying they had like what was it like a sour yogurt or sour ice cream, and it tasted like whipped cream or something. Just enhances the sweetness.
Man,
they give us sour cream. They give us a berry and then sour cream, and it would taste like whipped cream.
Then they gave you a lemon, and the lemon tasted like sugar.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Just from that little.
Yeah,
that.
It was it was fun to do, but it's also like why do I want to go out of my way to change the flavor of things? Why not just eat the thing you want?
Yeah,
just get whipped cream.
But if you were a person who lived in the world of The Walking Dead,
sure.
That miracle berry would come in handy because you're like, I've been eating these lemons all the time.
I've been eating people.
There's a sour cream store we busted into and got a lot of stuff out of, so hopefully we have a berry that could make this taste like whipped cream.
That would be good for if you have to eat people.
Dave's going to get us more food.
We went. No,
he's the best, right?
He's so good.
He's so good. I was a little scared by him saying how light the other things are.
I was worried by the pig brains.
I want to eat.
Well, yeah, you said bring your appetite, and I'm like, I'm ready to go. Let's bring.
Yeah, yeah.
He's
brought some really light, refreshing dishes.
That was a good one. That last one, though.
That
huh?
was so good.
All right. So Eddie Murphy, why does he make crappy movies?
Oh yeah.
Why does he make A Thousand Words because and Pluto Nash?
I was in one of his crappy movies.
Which one?
I think I'm pretty much edited out, but Meet Dave, one where he's
Meet
in a
Dave
spaceship.
Was another one I was going to mention.
I think here's the deal. I think when you get, and like anything else, it's inconceivable to anyone like us, but when you start making $20 million a movie, and then someone goes, oh, we'll pay you $100,000. Because like Dreamgirls, he went way below his quote. Like it was like $100,000 to make Dreamgirls or something.
Yeah.
He's just like, no. Like I make every time I work, I make $20 million. Now that's not counting residuals.
But in the case of Dreamgirls, he said yes because it was clearly Oscar bait.
I think they strong-armed him into it saying, you'll do this and you'll win an Oscar. And there's been a lot of reports. Like you read like some stuff, Rolling Stone, he did an article about it. Like, I think he was like, all right, fine. Like, he really got, really pushed into it. Did it. He was amazing.
Yeah.
Gets nominated.
He should
people
fucking sing in everything he's in. Like, he's so
like,
good in it.
You're amazing. And he didn't get it. And he's like, fuck these people. Fuck them. I did that and fuck them.
Yeah, fuck it. I'm going to do 1,000 Words. The movie where the fast talking guy can't talk.
But the whole thing is like,
or
why?
Sing.
But to me, it's like, how many $20 million do you need? Like,
right.
Even if your lifestyle is that amazing. Like,
well, he does have a lot of ex-wives.
Yeah, I guess that's the case.
That's a pricey little devil.
But
yeah,
I guess
it's just...
He could do one for them, and one, like, it just say every third movie, do a cool movie, because he's a good actor.
In some cases, I think that he just, you know, thought that it sounded like a good premise and a fun acting exercise for him. You know, because each one, he's definitely put through some paces as an actor.
Mm-hmm.
He's definitely challenging himself, but he tends to pick ones that are for children. Like, why isn't he in more dirty movies?
I think that's where
he came from.
But you see, I think he got burnt on that because he did like another 48 Hours, and then that tanked, and he had this string of like bad adult movies, like Distinguished Gentleman. I'm a big Eddie Murphy fan. Sorry,
the Vampire one.
Vampire in Brooklyn. He did Boomerang. Like all these movies. Bowfinger is so good, though.
But Boomerang 2 would knock it out of the park.
Yeah,
if he could get some of those same actors.
Oh my god!
Because like Best Man Holiday, it's just like it would be a really
like a reunion.
Yeah. But also, you know, that's part of the whole business right now.
But
unfortunately, is selling people stuff they already like. Like we went to the movies today. And we saw Dallas Buyers Club.
How was it?
Oh,
me and my friend Susie over there. It's really, uplifting and upsetting at the same time because it's like AIDS.
Yeah, sure.
But
AIDS.
You can expect it though.
It's AIDS, but it's also a guy who really helped to make medicine for AIDS move forward quicker.
Because
AZT wasn't working.
Yeah.
And he went to Mexico.
And brings it back.
Traveled all over the world and brought back different.
And apparently
there's
a script that people didn't make for a long, long time, too. Like they sat on the script forever.
I wouldn't be surprised.
In my mind, like with the ads I see and stuff, is it anything like Midnight Cowboy?
Well, he has a cowboy hat on a lot.
Is that why?
It's in Dallas. And he's a cowboy. He's actually in the rodeo. And he gets AIDS because he has sex with somebody who has who did a lot of intravenous drug use, and but he's racist and homophobic, and just you know he's just like a good old boy who gets AIDS and like all of his friends you know turn their back on him, and he just like gets involved in the world of people who have AIDS and like is a badass, so he. Proceeds to like start smuggling in the drugs that'll really work from other countries.
Wow.
Dressing up as a priest and an airline pilot and stuff. Yeah, it's a really fascinating movie because the story's real. It really happened. And McConaughey is fucking on fire.
That guy is like
the guy
done
is a great character actor all of a sudden.
Yeah, like he had a crazy turn. Like
he's like, I'm gonna stop doing Kate Hudson stupid comedies. And I'm going to be, like, in badass movies.
He's a really... I mean, yeah, he's great.
Mud. I haven't seen Mud yet.
No, I got that screener.
All I hear is good stuff about it. He's really good in Bernie as, like, a...
what's that other movie he did that was so, like, violent and crazy that it was
great? Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I'm going to say it's like
Killer
Texas,
Joe. Killer Joe.
Yeah. was going to say Texas Jack.
Yeah, based on a Tracy Letts play and directed by William Friedkin.
But
and
that's
it's,
like...
It's some messed up shit happens awesome. In it, but it's good, and he's good in it.
It like, I like that stuff. I have been bad at going to the movies lately. I saw Anchorman 2 last weekend.
What?
Yeah, they had a charity...
It can't be completely finished.
No, it was a locked cut of it.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And it's... I mean, it's amazing. I mean, it's everything that you would want from that movie. Like, it's you know,
probably funnier than Anchorman.
I would think hands down funnier.
Oh,
than
really?
Anchorman.
Yeah,
yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Because Anchorman has stuff in it that I thought was like a little soft, but they didn't know what they were doing yet. And now it's like they know what
to
all
me,
the characters
like,
are.
I laugh at everything in that.
If I had any note on that movie, which is not even really a note, it's like you're just laughing so long. It's like 2 hours. You just get tired. But it's not, nothing is not good. It's not like.
Do you miss out on anything because you're laughing too hard?
No, I feel like you get, like, I was seeing the next morning, I was like, holy shit, like, everything was super funny. Like, you just go back and, like, I like that. Oh, I like that. I like that. I like that. It's like, it's just bits.
Those four guys plus Kristen Wiig are all, they're all so funny.
It's really
funny. Like, it's almost like, in a weird way, like, it's. Like, Steve Carell's been kind of bumming me out with his film career lately because Burt Wonderstone was a bummer.
Oh, that was a bummer.
Yeah, and like, he shouldn't be forced to play, like, what if Michael Scott was a magician? You know
By the
what
way,
I mean?
Can I tell
like,
you?
Like, he's so great, but way, way back,
yeah,
he got a lot of praise.
Yeah.
And I give him credit for being that character.
Yeah.
But he's not particularly funny in it.
Well, that movie has...
He's one of the least funny characters in a comedy.
Yeah, well, that movie has a lot. I mean, that movie... I will say, again, like, there's, like, some weird... I know a little bit about that movie from... Again, like, back in the... Like, Human Giant and Whitest Kids You Know were on at the same time, and I think they were, like, giving out movie deals. Like, you guys are on cable. You can lead a movie. And one of the movies got offered was Burt Wonderstone back in, like, Human Giant, like, because we did these Illusionator characters that were, like, Chris Angel. And we said, no, this is dumb. And then it was made 5 years later, and it was pretty much the same. No, well, those guys, John Francis Daly and those guys did a script, but it felt like it had passed its moment, though, too. Like, it just seemed like the Chris Angel.
Well, it was also horrible timing that Now You See Me came out at the same time.
And
what
movie,
about that movie?
But I just thought
that movie.
Well, watching, that movie's crazy, but it's fun crazy.
Yeah.
Burt Wonderstone's just depressing.
It's a bummer.
Because, like, Steve Carell is so funny, but, like, he just doesn't seem to have a clear character. Like, he's kind of a dick.
But that's
he's
the thing.
Also,
it's like, he's like, you don't know, like, he's an amalgam of too many people and not one person.
Yeah, it was just this idea of, like, let's put him in a wig and a crazy magician outfit and everything else will solve itself.
I find it
And there's
kind
so
of
many
story.
Good actors in it. There's so many good people.
And Jim Carrey, by the way, is another guy who I feel like, even in that movie, like, he's doing something. Like, he is doing something.
He's Captain Commitment.
Yeah.
I thought he was great in Kick-Ass 2, and it was sad to me that he, like, disparaged it in the press because of all the violence in it.
Yeah.
It's like you didn't notice the violence in it when you were taking a baseball bat to everyone's head.
Yeah, well, to me, but that's like, that's irresponsible too because it's like, then just don't make those, like, you know, like, I don't think that, I don't know.
The script was violent when he read it.
And the first movie is so violent.
Yeah.
And there's a little girl in there. Like,
that's what I like about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. Hit Girl is great.
That's the thing is I just hope that, you know, because Kick-Ass 2 didn't do that great at the box office, but I hope that, you know, on DVD and stuff, there's enough pervs out there that keep Hit Girl going. I want Hit Girl to be a thing forever. I want to see her when she's 80 being Hit Girl.
Did I tell you my favorite, like, I'm a big action movie guy. I love action stuff. And the movie that I recently saw and I missed in the theater, but I saw it on iTunes, is Olympus Has Fallen. And I loved it.
Really?
I loved it.
So you're not going to do it on how this should get made?
I would because it would be
awesome.
Because
you know Jason
awesome.
Would hate it.
I don't know if he would because he kind of, like, we love, like, movies.
It's way better than White House Down.
Oh, 100%.
Or whatever that was called.
Was that
what it was called?
No, go see Olympus Has Fallen. It's the better of the two.
It's way better than, for sure.
But, like, we like movies like Fast 5, Fast 6, Fast 7. Like, we like Crank 2. Like, this movie is crazy. Like, people get, like, punched in the throat. Like, there's, like, it's...
Is it PG-13?
I can't imagine it is because it's so ultra violent. I'm like, whoa!
It's so fun. I think it did fun. Pretty well at the box office. They're making a sequel. For an R to do.
Yeah, they're making a sequel of it.
Do characters live at the end?
Certain characters live.
Okay, all right.
But it's
enough to make a sequel.
It's really fun. It's like. That's to me like the movies that I want to like when
do
I
think
see an
Dave just ran off to Jack in the Box. He's just gonna, bring us what we were just talking about. Like he made it.
How much you want to bet that's what he did?
I think that's what he did.
But Olympus Has Fallen is you will not regret. Like if you like those old school like Stallone, Schwarzenegger, big, crazy like people just getting ripped apart, things exploding. It's awesome.
All right. Right.
The North Koreans are the bad guys in the movie.
I'll have to check it out. I watched like 20 minutes of it in a multiplex when I had tickets to see something else just to kind of
Did you see it from the beginning?
Well, from the beginning, it's just like...
Oh, it's a little dark
It's just
in the
like
beginning.
Gerard Butler, like everyone's talking to him like... Like, you should pack it in and not be And then, you know the premise of the movie is, like, he's got to be the hero.
Yeah.
So when everybody's like,
starts off with him in a dark place. You know,
fucked up. You should just go away.
Well, Gerard Butler is responsible for killing the president's wife. Yeah. I mean, that's the catch of the movie is that he's a disgraced Secret Service agent. In the first moments of the movie, like him and the president are like buddy. Then they're on the road and they hit like an ice patch and they go off a bridge and he saves the president because he's got to save the president. But then the wife is there in the car, but he can't save her. His job is to save the president. She goes down, she drowns. Then it's like cut to like 4 years later, and that's where the movie really starts. So like the first 4 minutes,
Secret Service isn't about the wife.
Yeah,
no.
About
let her save the
drown.
President.
And then the wife was somebody famous too. Got to look that up now.
Oh yeah, wasn't it?
It was somebody like.
Oh, was it Jane Seymour?
Jane Seymour.
No, somebody like that. No.
Let's see. I'm gonna look it up.
Someone tiny.
He's gonna look it up. We get internet here in the Brian De Palma suite.
Where's our friend? Did he go get Jack in the Box? I swear to you.
Louis De Palma suite. Do you think he's got something that's hot coming up next?
I don't know.
You think when I implied that I was really hungry and he had two light things left to go, do you think he went out to get something heavy?
No.
Do you think he's buying something off a food truck?
Oh, that'd be great. Wow, I can't find out who the president's wife was.
I bet you whatever he brings, it's going to be like on fire or something.
Out of the Louis De Palma suite, they're filming something out there. I don't know
what are they filming?
Well, tonight is the Meltdown show, the weekly comedy show they do here at Meltdown Comics.
Holy smokes.
I'm excited.
This looks like dip.
Yeah.
Wow. You seem upset.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's...
It's dip-like.
All right. There was a bunch of issues today with me cooking at the house and things like that, so I had to alter. Well, today the electric company decided to do that all day power off. So
I
had
not know about this.
I don't know. So I had no electricity all morning, afternoon. So I had to change up the menu. What we have right here. So I figured holidays coming up.
Oh, yeah, some people are outside the window right now looking.
Figured holidays are coming up and. People need some ideas for little appetizers, things like that. So right here, we have a spinach and artichoke dip.
Nice.
Simple. Everybody loves that.
Mm-hmm.
And then this one is basically just like chorizo and Mexican cheese and mozzarella and a little bit of Monterey Jack.
Ready.
And it's just simple things. Here's some more chips. And
brought a lot of
wontons.
Chips.
Put the chips over here.
Please don't anyone get mad at me if I chew. I'm going to try to put it on the thing.
Try not to
chew on Mike. Do people get upset about that? Okay.
Well, people don't like it when you chew on Mike, but they blame Karen for it, even though I'm usually the culprit.
So you used to work in restaurants.
Yeah.
Excuse me if we covered this on previous. Mm-hmm. But what was the worst restaurant experience
the
you had?
The worst restaurant was when I first moved to California. Got hired. I passed up a job at the Montage Resort down in Laguna Beach, mm-hmm. and went to go work at the beach house in Laguna Beach.
From what I've heard, that's the better restaurant.
And it is a good place. They paid me a dollar more, so I went there. I was there for 3 months.
By the way, that is the most amazing dip. That spinach one.
Whoa.
Go ahead, sorry.
And so it was a good place. Everybody loved it. It's right there on the ocean, beautiful scenic view, whatever. And then I found it was an old house that was converted into a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So I learned out before I worked there, and it's going to get a little gross, but there was a leak into the kitchen, like in the prep area, and I found out that it came from the bathroom upstairs.
Oh.
So there's a bathroom leak that was dripping down into the kitchen. And the thing that made me leave that place was it's right there on the beach, so like literally there's a fence and then the sand.
Yeah.
Rats had come up into the restaurant, made their way into the walk-in, got into a container where all the filet mignon is, beef tenderloin is, gnawed at it, and the chef just kind of cut that part off and continued to serve it. And when I heard that, then I just
quit
that place. Yeah. I mean, it was, I want to say
probably a year. You said the name of the place out loud?
The Beach House in Laguna Beach, California.
No, why? It's true. Because
they could claim that that never happened and then sue all of us.
Really?
Yeah. Allegedly it happened.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Allegedly. Allegedly.
Nice. Well done.
There you go.
We saved it.
Thank God we can continue.
So would your dream
be... So that was the worst place,
Would
obviously.
Your dream be to open a restaurant, or is that too much for you?
It's a lot of... I bullshit. Thought about it. Yeah, it is. I mean, because if I own it, I got to worry about 20 staff members that all went out drinking the night before.
Right.
And they're trapped.
So many things that have nothing to do with cooking.
Exactly. I don't have to worry about your... Basically, your family and your problems are now my problems.
Right, exactly.
And I honestly don't have the time for that. So... I would like to maybe do like a breakfast lunch thing, like one that shuts down like at 2 o'clock.
Right.
This one you can have, Katie. Oh, this one you can't. There's no meat in this one.
But there's cheese.
Oh, there's dairy. Yeah.
Sorry. Sit down.
Sit down, Katie.
Sit down.
You can eat the chips.
For you here.
You can have chips.
Well, the girl can't have meat or
does
dairy.
A truck interest you?
I don't know anything about it. Would
right,
but I know nothing about that.
Can I interest
you
in a truck? I have one outside.
I should have asked that.
It's kind of small. It's kind of like Sanford and Son.
Leaks a little oil. It's fine.
This is so good.
Thank you, guys.
This is crazy.
And
how warm it is. How'd you warm it up?
Microwave. So on the only... Like I said, both these things are both made in the microwave. So it's easy to do.
They're made in the microwave?
Wow.
Well, I cooked it or heated it up in the microwave. Yeah, you don't actually need to cook it. You can bake it.
That's great.
But
it doesn't seem microwavey at all.
But yeah, it's good. I mean, it's simple. You can make it in advance and just keep it in the pot and throw it in right before the guests get there kind of thing. Those are the extra wonton chips. I didn't think they were actually going to hold up in there, but I just wanted you guys to eat them.
The dip, yeah.
Do you have a tip on, I guess, I don't know if you can reveal your thing.
Artichokes, yeah.
How do you make this? Or can you tell us, or like, what's the best
way? Yeah, I mean, basically it's frozen spinach, because it's already there. It's basically the same, not same thing as fresh, but it's just already broken down.
You gotta squeeze it?
Yeah, defrost it, and then get all the moisture out of it. Basically, it's just like a baseball of spinach kind of thing.
Right.
Mix it with some cream cheese, a little bit of mayonnaise, Parmesan cheese, artichokes, and...
there's some spice in there.
A little bit of... I put a little bit of sriracha powder, and then a little bit of garlic, granulated garlic in there.
Well, this is
and then you guys can email me at IamChefDave@gmail, and I can throw you all these recipes.
Oh, I like
is that like a magician? Can you not tell people?
You know what? Because if you look up spinach dip online, they're all going to be the same. One's going to add lemon juice. The other one's going to say 2 ounces less cream cheese. Mm-hmm. They're pretty much all the same. So, I mean, as far as recipes,
Do you have secret recipes or no?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty much.
Yeah.
It's pretty much out there what I do.
What about secrets in general? What do you got?
Yeah, what's a good
secret?
Well,
in fourth grade, I... no secrets.
Fourth
Not
grade?
Not on a podcast.
Yeah, what could you possibly have done in fourth grade?
These artichoke hearts.
Yes.
You want to know a good one?
Yeah.
Maybe you already know this.
The brand or...
No, well, Costco.
Mm-hmm.
You ever shop at Costco?
Yeah.
They've got two huge, gigantic jars, you know how they put them together, of artichoke hearts and water.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And that's always.
And it's like $5.
That's great.
I should have said, make sure you get the artichokes in the jar, not the can.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, good tip.
But although the Trader Joe's ones in the can aren't bad, right?
I've never tried them in a can. I just know it's just because they're processed, they're heated, they're like basically just boiled in the can.
But they don't come with any spices or anything. These ones at Costco, they're just like plain.
Oh, just plain in the water.
Artichoke hearts in water, and they're huge, gigantic jars. I swear to God, they're like $5 for the two of them.
Yeah, these ones were no spice, but just marinated, I guess, in olive oil, that kind of thing.
Oh, okay, so you put those kind. Because they taste a little bit less oily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just drain it, and then,
I gotta stop eating that. That's so good.
It's so good.
Is there enough chips, Doug?
Oh, my God. You're a sicko. Now, you got problems.
I'm sorry.
because you put so much out here.
Well, because it was going to be two different courses. I just thought I might as well just throw it all together instead of bringing half the chips and the other half of the chips.
Yeah, no, so, I was after the last course, I was like, this is pretty light.
Yeah.
This is pretty light. And well, like now I said, that this course is coming, I'm like, I don't need another course.
Well, we have one more, but it's super light.
I know you have one more. But
it's just
this
small.
This is so, both of these dips are so good.
Yeah, they're really good.
Break into
and it. The chips are amazing. Where do you get the chips from?
Chips, I make them.
What, really?
You made these?
Yeah, the tortilla chips, I make those.
Damn.
Wait, how
they're
do you
so
do that?
Good.
You, those tortillas that you want?
Yeah.
You just cut them up?
Yeah.
Throw them in a little fry them in the oil, and then a little seasoned salt.
Oh, wow.
You can use Lowry's or any seasoned salt.
They're so good.
Hey, Paul, you know what else you do?
What?
Get some pitas.
Mm-hmm.
Chop
mm-hmm.
those, put those in triangles.
Right.
And put those in a little bit of oil.
Yeah.
And salt.
Whoa.
That's a delicious treat.
Wow.
Now, Karen Kilgariff makes those quite a bit.
Really?
That's right. Go to her parties. You'll see.
Ooh. Look at that. See, I'm a bad person with, like, dips. As long as it's still existing, I'll eat this all night.
Uh-huh.
So that, I mean, that's what I was going to say.
You brought a lot of that.
I was going to do, like, other courses, like a meat and that kind of thing, but then I had no oven, I had gas stove, but...
Now, what would you say to this after I take it home and heat it up again? Taking the rest, get it?
It heats up again, you think?
Yeah, no, definitely, yeah. I mean, it's not going to be, it might be a little drier. You might need to add a little more mayonnaise or sour cream or something, but.
Okay.
What's your favorite thing to cook?
I love seafood.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, there's so many different types of fish or shellfish and that kind of thing. There's so many different things you can do with it. I mean, I just love the versatility of it all. I mean, meat. I know people say a steak, if you age it and do this, but it's still a piece of steak. If you throw a sauce on it, then you hide the steak, and who cares what grade of steak it is. And then, I mean, chicken is it's good, but, I mean, there's only so many things you can do with that. But, yeah, seafood, I just love it.
You
yeah.
cook whole fish?
Like with skin on and the head on and stuff? Not really, because nobody else in my family would eat that, so...
We cooked a whole snapper, couple of whole snappers at our house because I went to a restaurant where they had it. It was delicious. It was this guy from, he was on Top Chef. He's on, CJ. His name's CJ.
Okay, yeah. He's the tall, skinny guy.
Yeah,
right?
Skinny guy with curly hair.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, this thing. So anyway, I tried to make it at home. And what does Rodrigo say? You can't believe it. Out of the blue, he's like, I want to eat that eyeball.
Ooh.
And I was like, I go, really? You want to eat the eyeball? And I'm thinking, well, I'm sure people eat eyeballs all over the place. It's like a delicacy.
Yeah.
Weirdo.
Isn't that odd?
I want to eat that eyeball.
I got a little nervous. I was like, where is this coming from? You know? Mm-hmm.
No, because it seems like an interesting thing to do, I would imagine. If it's,
you don't have any pets, do you?
We do.
Uh-oh.
We've got a lot. It's like
let him eat the eyeballs of your pets.
So I take it out. I was like, and I thought to myself, well, it seems a little bit cold. You know, maybe after at this point it's a little cold. So I heat it up just a little bit. And that motherfucker ate that eyeball.
He ate it?
Yeah. And what's left is, have you ever eaten one?
No.
And the inside is like this very
it's like
white.
Jelly, isn't it? Or
no, the very inside's a white, almost marble. Like a very feeling like marble, like a gumball, but very small.
You're making Katie Money very unhappy right now.
Well, this is a good transition to
he
the brains course.
He didn't enjoy it, by the way. But
the last course is a brains course?
Yeah.
That's dessert?
It has sugar on it. It'll be good.
Okay.
All right.
Let's do it.
Wow. I went to I had a birthday one time at this place called the Gorbals, and they gave me a pig's head because it was a birthday. We had a couple people at the table, and eyes were in and ears and you could just like puncture into a
Did
cheek.
Did you try the cheek?
It's
the
good,
cheek is the
it?
Best
it's
part.
Delicious.
The cheek was pretty amazing.
The Philippines, it's a lechon, is the whole pig roasted.
Yeah,
so it's all crispy, but the cheek is like the delicacy that they give to like the head of the household kind of thing.
It's
it was
so
a special
crazy.
Guest.
Yeah, that was it. It's an intense thing. Again, it's a hard thing to jump into.
Mm-hmm.
But I did make a good fish one time, which I learned a salt encrusted fish.
Yeah,
you take a whole fish, you just pack them in, and you get the salt wet, and you pack it, and you cook it like that. It's amazing.
Yeah,
it keeps and then how do you, and then when you eat it,
you just kind of like crack the salt.
You mix the salt with some egg whites, make like a little paste, and you just cover the fish, and when you bake it, it turns into like a big. Just like a heart, like the table kind of thing.
Yeah.
And you just crack it open, break it apart. The fish is seasoned. and it's basically just ready to go.
And
it's
then amazing. The meat comes off the bone just like probably yeah. had at this restaurant.
I had that in Italy. I went to Italy for the first time a couple months ago, and it was the chef came out and because it was so good, he was like, "You need to have this." And then he just talked to Stuart, and we made it at home, and it was amazing.
And you made it at home. That's great.
You know what, Chef Dave and Paul Scheer?
Yeah.
Can you guys be on the show every week?
I know, really. Why not?
With those two, I'm eating delicious food and I don't have to do anything.
I know. They're
I just sit there and listen to
what is
and
it?
What's happening?
Last, it's
you don't even have to leave the room.
Nope. Whoa. It's wonton chips, but I coated them in cinnamon and sugar. Whoa. So.
Whoa. This, don't let Taco Bell get this idea.
Cinnamon crisp,
dairy free.
Oh yeah.
All right, good.
Makes an extra
pressure
course.
There you go. It's the last course. Delicious. No brains.
There you go. No brains.
No brains.
So you tried to trick us the whole time.
Yeah, why'd you say that?
I was waiting for those brains.
I wanted to get a little response. About it.
Guys, get some
really? I was telling everyone at work
can you
today.
Bring pig brains next right. time?
I can.
Katie, get
we can do
what
pig
do they
brains.
Taste like?
I've never
get
had
this
them.
Chip, right?
Here, guys.
I know it's mushy and...
Oh, chip?
I had one.
Okay, they're so good.
The cinnamon sugar one? Oh.
This is the stuff, though.
Karen's back to the dip.
This is it.
Yeah. It's weird when, like a dip is, you know, gross. Adds are more tasty than dessert.
I feel like I put down dips when people come over to my house, and I'll sit there, and I'm like, well, I'll just have one more bite. And I have to, like, make the dip look like no one's ever touched it before. Yeah, it's tough.
You make guacamole. It lasts for maybe 10 minutes.
Yeah.
When people come over. It's gone.
I have a good guacamole recipe. Which I'm going to share with you an element of it. I can't because right off the top of my head,
secrets.
I won't be able to. Secrets. I do a lot of my guacamole making in the blender, and I get all the ingredients really like almost like until it's like almost like a sauce, and then I put in the avocados there, and it just sucks.
Oh, so you
it
put
up.
the onion and all that stuff,
the cilantro, the everything. So I get it all like. I don't use tomato. Yeah, I don't use tomato.
Yeah, I don't
so
like tomato
don't do
either.
Yeah.
Tomatoes
don't
are
tomato
disgusting.
Water.
Too much.
Water.
You don't need it. And it's like, so
you
I get
don't
that.
Need it.
So
we're
I get
all
that
in agreement.
They're disgusting. I don't like tomatoes.
Settle down, Katie.
So you get it all in there, and then you put the avocado. So it's almost like the avocados are pulling in all that.
And do you keep the avocado a bit chunky?
Yes.
Yeah.
And see, I do the opposite. I put the avocado in the food processor to make that super creamy, and then
nice.
I just leave nice little chunks of little onion and that's
nice. If we do it.
So,
See,
but, I mean,
your own.
I see your way.
Yeah, I see your way,
I hate cilantro, though. Cilantro and tomatoes, mm-mm.
Not for you.
And green bell peppers
and
olives.
Yeah, you're from Orange County. I mean, these
things
happen.
I'm from Texas.
I like tomatoes.
Oh, you're from
I just
Texas.
Don't like it in my box.
Yeah, you're from Texas, and you don't like cilantro. That must be hard to eat there.
It's in everything.
Yeah.
But I just, it's...
Look, so you won't eat tomatoes regardless.
I'll eat them cooked.
Okay.
I just can't do the raw texture and the... I just can't do it.
Slimy.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
It's disgusting.
Even a nice summer?
Nope.
Yeah, I don't like tomatoes, but I like, you know, tomato stuff. Like tomato sauce. Like, I like pizza.
You like pizza? But
just, I love pizza. No cheese.
Like a pizza with, like, pieces of tomato on it, I don't want it.
Mm-mm.
Really?
Well, you don't eat this.
No,
how do you know what it tastes like?
Because I've made it before and I've tried it before, so
just
I just stick
it.
With it. Yeah, like before.
It's really, it's crazy good.
Yeah,
He doesn't need to.
Do I need to tweak it?
No, you got the right salt
Chef
in there.
Chef Dave has done it up.
It's really good.
Put that on your. Do you have a website?
Not yet. No, I want to.
Because Chef Dave has done it up.
.com.
No,
that's cool. You can put it in there.
Oh,
Paul Scheer said that.
Paul, remember for shows you work on when you need a
I know.
Need a craft service person too.
Well, that would
if
be too much. You can't do that. That's like too many people.
I don't know how many. I don't know.
Like
I don't know what
people?
That.
Oh no!
I can
you'd
do
have
that,
to get your friend. You'd have to get help.
I didn't get my buddy Brad to help me out, but
yeah, that's
it. Can be done.
Yeah. See.
Well, see, there you go.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Well, there's a company that we use all the time right now when we do smaller budget stuff. And they're like called like Sweet Pickles or whatever, and it's just like it's a much smaller thing. It's like for 100 and under, and that's a good little deal because you also never know who's going to taste it, who's going to get involved. But that's tough though, make up food for that many people.
It is. I don't like to just because it's so you make it such big amounts that it's like it doesn't it doesn't get the full effect.
Yeah,
like if I had 6 gallons of this artichoke dip, it would be disgusting to me.
Yeah,
some of the people what they do is they make like so. Let's just say they take a half hour chunk out of the day.
Mm-hmm.
You got a long day ahead of you. And then they do a little bit, so whoever gets it, gets it. And then they move on to something else.
Oh.
Those are always, I always like those kind.
See, that's an interesting
So you walk
thing.
In later and something else is going on.
You mean like, like
so it's like actually
different things.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, that would be
that's
good.
Smart.
See, that would be cool rather than having like.
Yeah, they bring like a little, you
so
know.
So there's always something, something there going on.
And it's different
than before.
Different there, yeah.
So you're like not making spinach dip for 8 hours.
Yeah, no, you switch to that dip, and then you switch to like.
That's smart.
That is, I like that.
You give people spoonfuls of pear.
And yeah. Frankfurter.
And hot dog.
An entire crew comes in with blindfolds.
Yeah. I'm going to be on the Weezer cruise in February.
How was that last year? I imagine it was fun if you
so
went back.
So much fun.
Yeah.
I love rock cruises, and you know, Weezer's a band I've always enjoyed, and I met this band, Sleeper Agent, on the Weezer cruise, mm-hmm. and they've been great, and I've seen them a bunch of times since, and it's just like, it's if you're going to cruise... I'm not trying to shill this thing. I mean, I want people to come on it. But if you're going to go on a cruise, like if you're, you know, anywhere between 18 and 42.
The Weezer cruise.
And you don't
want to
be on a cruise that's a bunch of old people and kids.
What about Rosie O'Donnell's?
She's welcome.
Is it, I'm just going to, because I want to get to the bottom of this a little bit. Is it a party? Like, are you having, is it like, because it is that no kids, like you're in an 18 to 40. Like, is it like a real party thing for, like, are you done? Like, at the end of that cruise, are you like, I need to take a break?
It's intense. There's a lot of drinking and a lot of, people offering to buy me drinks. And it's very nice of people. But that's the one thing they charge you for on cruises is drinks.
Oh, really? So that's not included?
Yeah. Food.
Everything else.
All day and night. You could eat like a fucking pig.
Right.
See a bunch of bands. Hang out, do all those cruise things, but
if you want a beer,
gambling and beer costs and alcohol costs money, and you know, and those things they can add up
because
they
you
have
put
a,
on
they
your
have
room.
A casino.
How many days is a cruise?
This one's 4 days, I think.
That's perfect in length. That's
is good. There is there a section of the
really
cruise?
It's really fun. It's really fun because it's the all the entertainment is comedians and bands, and they're bands that are you know Weezer not like Weezer, but. You know, Weezer approved or whatever. Like,
did you hang out with Rivers
bands.
Cuomo?
I didn't hang out with him, but I met him. He was very nice. He said, "I've heard a lot about you." He was wearing like a captain's hat, like he was in charge of the Love Boat. He was like, "I've heard a lot about you," and I was like, "Yeah, I'm a big fan of you." And that was pretty much the end of it.
Yeah.
But you know, on this next cruise, he and I are going to pick a young lady, preferably an attractive one, and we're going to make love to them.
Whoa.
Oh, this ended as I hoped it wouldn't. I was like, I hope it...
I'm joking around.
I don't know how you
I'm joking
that.
Around. Even though I'm on the Weezer cruise too, I'll barely talk to the guy. But we're not going to double team some girl. But the point is, it's fun. It's really fun. It's if you're going to go on a cruise, it's the way to go.
I love it.
Is there a difference between Weezer cruise and the 311 cruise?
Yes.
Yeah.
Doug,
Weezer cruise was a little less, about 40% less stony, I'll say.
Oh, really? Less?
Yeah, 311, everybody likes 311 smokes weed. Well, and that's why I like them.
Did I ever tell you the time I went on a cruise with the family for 3 days?
All right, we've run out of time. Thank you for listening.
And the
thank you
was
to Chef
Jerome,
Dave.
The One Man Entertainment Squad. Do you remember him from San Francisco?
Jerome, the One Man Entertainment Squad?
And he was like,
I know him.
I did open mics with him in San Francisco, and then all of a sudden, there he was doing Michael Jackson impersonations. It was great.
On a cruise.
Yeah, but I was just like, I couldn't call him whatever his name was on the cruise. I could only call him Jerome, the One Man
Entertainment
Squad. Oh, he
changed it.
Yeah.
Oh, he had a new name.
It is probably a real name.
Oh, okay.
Here he goes back to the dip.
So good.
So delicious.
Paul, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
So
this
nice
is,
to meet you. I hope I see you soon.
Yeah, I hope so. This is really fun.
Can you believe this scam?
And Chef Dave,
this
you're
the
so
best,
nice
the best podcast ever.
Yeah.
Oh, you're sweet.
Yeah, there's no food in How Did This Get Made?
None.
They just sit around a room. Maybe they have water.
Maybe, if you're lucky.
Maybe, if you're lucky.
They've cleaned the glasses at Earwolf. You get water.
What's your last movie that you talked about on there?
It was Fair Game. But we are doing some live shows in L.A. At Largo, and we're going to do Christmas-themed movies.
Oh, which ones?
Well, they're not announced yet, but we're narrowing down. We're narrowing down the ones that they might be. There's a lot
of
Christmas.
Let me tell you, just so you know, at Cinefamily in L.A., you know, Largo's also in L.A., but in Cinefamily,
We're doing movie interruptions where me and my friends, and you know, I'll try to get you to do some of these if you can. We sit in the front row with mics and talk during movies. We're doing Waterworld's coming up. That's not a Christmas movie.
No.
But then Christmas movies, we're doing Polar Express.
Ooh.
Mm.
Yeah, that's a scary movie. And we're doing How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's
the
good, too.
Jim Carrey movie. And we're doing New Year's Eve, the Gary Marshall film.
Those are all really good choices.
Yeah.
We have one that I'm very excited about, but we always are reticent to announce it because I have to announce in a way. I'll tell you off air what they are, but I think they'll be good.
Follow
Man Holiday.
Yeah.
Subscribe to How Did This Get Made, because you do little mini episodes where you say, here's what we're going to interrupt next.
Right, so you can get on board with
not
us.
Not interrupt, but talk about.
Yeah.
And then people can watch it, and then they'll they can be watch on
it
board.
With us. Yeah. We have to give you a week to watch it.
And STFUDs.
All that.
NTSL. What's it?
NTSF SDSUV is having a Christmas special on Adult Swim December 12th at midnight. It's our Christmas episode that's very heavily Die Hard influenced, with Tom Lennon as the bad guy. It all takes place in a mall. Super fun. Yeah, so that'd be a fun one.
I love it already.
And then, yeah.
Karen, what do you got going on?
Same thing.
Yeah.
Same thing as him.
I gotta work.
Same thing as Paul?
I'm just working.
Arsenio?
You're working with the real one.
Arsenio's awesome.
Arsenio, yeah. He seems like a nice guy.
He's super nice. He's super nice, and he's a relaxed guy, man. He's just easy to work with.
How's it doing? Is it doing well?
I think it's doing well, and I think it's picking up. Yeah, I'm excited.
The one thing that I'll say about Arsenio that I was they had asked me to write a review of it. Somebody asked me to write a review of it, the first episode.
Well, that's rough.
And no. His first episode, I thought, was, and I did write that too, that it's rough to judge a talk show on its first episode. So that being said, he did not look like he missed a beat. He had been off air for 20 years. There was no flop sweat on him.
He's a smooth motherfucker.
Yes,
really, really was. Like, he was having fun. It was loose. Like, I wasn't judging anything more than just the fact of what is he doing. And it's like I said in this article, I was like, if you were to have woken up from a coma that you had been in for 15 years, you would have been like, oh, this show was never canceled. Like, he's doing the same.
It's still going.
Yeah, the same show. Yeah. It felt like the same show.
I got to do a sketch with him last night. Well, what's that? That's still going.
He doesn't really do the dog pound, though.
Well,
that much.
They do it a little. Yeah, they get into
crowd's
it. Crowd's
going to do it whether you want to.
Yeah, exactly.
If you have somebody on that, if you want to be a comedian on that show, by the way, please. Try to get on that show. I mean, it is the best audience I've ever seen in the talk show.
They're great. So, and he has good musical
guests.
Even
if like a white comic?
I think so, yes.
They're just pumped, right?
Absolutely, yeah. They're into it. I mean, they're a really good laugher. The whole crowd's just fantastic laughers. They're great. They want to laugh, you know? And it's just the way it's set up. It's like really good. It's like there's no – the cameras aren't in people's ways too much. It's really good. You're close. And
right. Well, I wouldn't laugh with a white comic. They're terrible.
Oh, that's true.
And go to DougLoveMovies.com for all my dates, deets, and links. And
you know what? I forgot. I do have a plug.
Plug it.
Arsenio.
Listen to your goddamn life.
If people want to see, if they go to ArsenioHall.com or whatever, it's on. I think that's it. Yeah.
This is a very specific plug.
Well, anyways, I got to be on. So you can look at me with Zooey Deschanel as the.
What do you do with Zooey Deschanel? Do you make out with her?
I got a character I created on there.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you go in and bug Zoe?
I if anyone's been bullied, I talk to the bully via the camera and I chew him out.
Oh, I didn't see
for
this.
For the celebrity.
That's fantastic.
It's not bad. I look a little fat, but you know.
But you don't have those marks on your face anymore.
Well, no, then I did.
Oh, okay. Well.
No, yeah, back then she was fat and mark-faced. On behalf of Karen Anderson, KT Money, Paul Scheer, and Dave Chef Salazar. Chef Dave Salazar.
Will you at Twitter again?
At I am Chef Dave.
I am Chef Dave. At KT _ money. At Karen Anderson. Hi. At Paul Scheer.
Yep.
At Doug Benson. See, we keep it simple. These other fools.
Too much.
Add a lot of other words that aren't their name. Bon appetit, mother effers!
snow peas, brie cheese. Our plates are clean. We dined with Doug and Karen.
I like Donnie with Doug and Mommy.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.